when I look at a lot of these so-called 9/11 researchers, I think their version of the events is five bankers in a crowd, in a Bilderberg room got together and said, yes, let's plan 9/11. They filtered it down to the CFR, who then gave the answer or gave the orders to Dick Cheney, who gave the orders to the military to do it. And I view it as almost sort of the opposite. I sort of view it as the military pulled off a coup. Working with some elements, or the private military, rather, pulled off a coup. That is, SAIC and Northrop and these private future combat systems pulled off a coup, working alongside a faction of bankers and a faction inside the U.S. military, but it's far more diffuse. I want to let you sort of sound off on this idea that maybe the government as we know it isn't the government. Maybe the government is actually these private firms.
Well, yeah, this is Craig. I think that's a good summary. It is really very diffuse. I mean, there's an idea that there is this entity called the government, and it exists in buildings that are owned by the government. But actually, it's being occupied by people from private industry. So what is the government? Well, the government is a lot more than just the government. It's a lot of private entities, and it is very diffuse. I think that when people say, I have the fountain of evil, of how I pinpointed where it is, it's this or it's that. Like you say, it's five people in a Bilderberg conference or eight people in the bathroom or the steam house at back of the CFR. Well, it's a confluence of all these different kinds of places. I've imagined myself that how, for example, when you think of how Larry Silverstein must have gotten involved in this, he's known as somewhat of a philanthropist in Israel. And he knows, as you guys both know, a lot of the old Israeli government folks going back for decades. And he's there quite a bit. And I'm sure that some of this started on one of those trips to Israel where the talking heads got together in a room and they said, we've got this problem. How can we bring the United States into a permanent war on terror to basically destroy Muslims and therefore allow us to undercover, in essence, of a larger war, stick it to the Palestinians and basically remove them? And he chimed up and said, well, Jesus, I've got some buildings in New York City I'd love to get rid of, so let's figure out how we can turn it into a big terror attack. That's one of many, many, many.
That's a small subterfuge. I don't want you to like highlight this Israel role because that's so much disagreement.
Oh no, Greg, you have to understand. I'm not one of these people who says the Zionists did it or the Zionists are in control. I really not. But let me finish. What I'm saying is, it's a confluence of these things.
Yeah.
It's not just any one entity. It's a lot of Baptists in Texas. It's a lot of WASPs in New York City boardrooms. It's a whole lot of different people. It's not just the government. It's inside and outside the government, as you guys were saying. So
yeah, and I just
for anybody to say, for example, for anybody to say it's this one particular thing or it's not that particular thing, I think that's not a good way to summarize it. I think the better way to summarize it is it's a whole lot of different groups and a confluence. They came together, and there we have it.
Yeah, I want to jump in really quick, and then, Greg, I know you've got a lot to say. On the Israel thing, I don't mean to neglect the role of Israel in terms of really directing the policy through AIPAC and JINSA. Also, on the morning of 9/11, you have the urban moving systems and the dancing Israeli Mossad agents who were detained by the FBI.
Yeah,
and later
so we knew Israel was aware of this. There's no question about it.
But to me, that indicates more foreknowledge, I think, in terms of who could have really had these, pulled off something of this scale. You need the private military contractors. I think the Israeli angle is interesting, but it is not the definitive research angle that some people try to
get. I agree with you. It is not. If you look at somebody like Michael Weinstein, who's on a crusade, if I can use that term, against the evangelization of the U.S. military, where military people around the country are being told by their generals to evangelize non-Christians, which includes Jews, within the military, to go on a crusade for Christ to kill as many Muslims as possible. And that's the kind of language they use. It is not just the Zionists. In fact, I'd say it's a majority of Christians and atheists more than what we think of as Jews. So, but it includes the Jews as well. I mean, there's nobody who's outside of this terrible cesspool of evil.
Yeah.
Well, I would include
the anti-war movement in that, too. They play that's a huge role. You know, we can't just focus on the contractors. The contractors control the anti-war movement, and that's the real paradigm control. But, Greg, you wanted to jump in there, and
let's just go back to a broad switching point, the government. The government means who decides in Washington. Is it Dick Cheney? Is it Bush? No, we all know that. Yes, it's the private military contractors. Dan, yeah, you mentioned earlier in your show about something about the biggest story of whatever the century. And I'd rather speak in sweeping terms rather than minutiae because I don't think a lot of people get what we're talking about. Basically, the biggest story in the last 100 years is communism is over. There is no red mist. We have a trillion-dollar industry called the Pentagon system. The Pentagon system needs an outside opponent. What do? They created Arab terrorism. So basically, this is all one giant scam, and people need to realize that this fiction is in order to maintain this industry. It's really all very obvious. It's like I always use a very simple analogy. If I had a glass repair business, I want windows to be broken. If you're in the military, you want people to attack you. You want an enemy. If nobody's breaking your windows, what do? You hire someone to go out and you throw bricks through windows. What does the U.S. military do? They hire, this false flag terrorist, this operation to make it look like someone's trying to attack us.
And to take that analogy a little bit further, Greg, the people who have the glass repair business cannot use their business necessarily to dominate the world, whereas the military has both the worst of both those worlds. They make $1 trillion and they get to dominate the world for supposedly decades into the future. So clearly that's at the heart of it.
Yeah. So let's make this very simple for people that can't quite figure out. They're not going to get the minutia of SDS, what's going on with all these advanced systems, but they need to see the broad sweeping picture. This is all a big scam for big business. It's very easy to figure out. It amazes me that people can still believe this nonsense, but apparently they do. So.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
I'd like to throw in something else, too, about the military government that we have. The people who lobbied Congress in 2002 to pass HAVA, the Help America Vote Act, to impose on states all over the country touchscreen machines and optical scanners to steal elections, the lobbyists were from Northrop Grumman and Lockheed Martin.
In the years since,
the entities that had bought up the touchscreen machine companies, very slowly, controlling interest, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, the defense industries. The programming for these computers that are stealing our votes and our elections and have been are FAIC in San Diego, from out which came Robert Gates, who was from the CIA and now is Secretary of Defense. So the defense industries are at the heart of this, as Greg is saying, in so many ways. Not only to, declare war on the world and destroy our freedom.
They run the internet. They own the media. They're listening to this conversation. And basically, it's everything.
Right.
Who built the internet backbone? It's SAIC, Computer Sciences Corporation, L3, Titan. We're going to come back after the break, and I'm just going to let you two sound off. If you want to understand what real research is, listen to Craig Hill and Greg Nixon coming back on False Flag News.